WRCE and 107.7.
Start your day off on the right foot with great local programming on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE.
Welcome to our morning show time today here on WRCO and WRCE. We are just ahead of the 61st annual River Valley School Fair. And Ian here to talk about it today. We catch them when they're not so busy. But we have Mrs. Sherry Groff under advisor, a school fair co-chair. Chase Gilbertson is here, president of the River Valley FFA. Lucy Spahn, the treasurer. Caitlin Sobranek, reporter. Wyatt Knockreiner, the sentinel. And Peyton Miley, the junior advisor. We're going to talk about all the things coming up. Well, Ms. Grafunder, it's going to be a busy, busy time for you. Are you hitting the ground running now this week, are you?
Yes, we started Monday with the assembly of the pavilion so that we could make sure that we have a room for enough of our animal exhibits that are coming in. So we are on the rise again. So the new addition just was completed last month. So it's nice to see it on. And then the alumni and some of the students came and put together all the gates so that we can make sure modifications are ready to go for next Friday.
Awesome. And today is an important day, isn't it?
Yes. All the fair forms, the exhibitor forms are due today. And then artwork is due to the schools as well. So please get that in so we can get it labeled and ready to go for next week. And that's important to make sure you get your forms in hopefully by 3:30 today. If you have questions, give me a call at the school, 608-588-2554, extension 2109, after 10:30, then I can answer my phone.
You'll be back by that time then.
Yes.
So you're getting all the exhibitors together, and they'll be getting their stuff in by what, next Thursday and Friday then, right?
Yes. So we are aiming for over 600 exhibitors for our school district, which is nice to have.
Is that a record?
No, that'll not be a record. Our record is higher, but based off a percentage of the students in the school district, it is getting close to a record, yes. And Thursday, all day, we are accepting the inside gym exhibits, and then Friday will be the animal exhibits.
Okay. For animal exhibits, are you anticipating a pretty high number? I don't know if that's a record or not, but you must be getting there, aren't you?
That is a record for
it
us.
Is.
I went over, I was... While Tim was working on the building project, I went to all the farms and ID'd all the animals. We have over 60 animals that will be at the sale next week. So we're looking for the bidders to come in, but I don't want to steal the kids' thunder, so I will hold off a little bit on all those good counts. But yes, we have a record-breaking year as far as auction animals, and the dairy's increasing again so far, and we don't even have all the exhibitor forms in yet, so this is exciting for us.
It is, and you mentioned the new addition. How much nicer is that going to be?
It's going to be very nice. We have an area just for dairy and beef to be able to not be on concrete, to have a softer feel for them so they will not hurt their legs and feet, and then we have expanded so that all the swine and goats and sheep can fit in one area.
Ah, that'll be perfect. I understand you're going to have a petting zoo this year. Is that correct?
Yes, the petting zoo is sponsored by the River Valley FFA alumni and WIC buildings. So we are bringing in Teddy the Longhorn this year. And yes, Havens Farm comes over and does that for us. So you have the chance to get in the pen, pet the animals, and meet various species of livestock. It's a hit with all the younger students and grandparents.
I'll bet it is. Teddy the Longhorn, is that what you said?
Yes. So we get a choice between like a camel or a longhorn or a zebra. And we chose Teddy the Longhorn to come.
Okay, yes. Good. So that'll be a nice thing to meet Teddy then next week.
Yes.
I know you were a benefactor of the Community Betterment Grant. Could you tell us about that?
Yes. So in May, Lucy and I collaborated. So Lucy worked on one grant for school fair, and then I worked on another grant for a wildlife class, and we submitted them both to Corteva Pioneer, and they have a chance to review applications. We didn't make the first round, but we were just noted that we won the grant for the second round. So they are sponsoring $2,000 for our T-shirts to be printed up for the interactive ag area. So we thank the Betterment Grant for sponsoring this so that we have the option to give out shirts and promote the dairy industry, the swine industry, soil, and then also Arena Fire and Iowa County Tech Rescue Teams will join us. So our interactive ag area, Aaron Frederick and Lori Wick have been working on it with me, and we have secured a Milk the Cow station. It is currently being built by Jordan Gauger so that we can show people what the animal eats and then how it produces milk. So that's the point of that small session. Soil sensory, this is where the students will be able to have the opportunity to make dirt pudding and understand the healthy soil and what it can produce. We're bringing in Jennifer Russell from Case for Learning. Many Hats of a Farmer will be done by Lori Wick. She's a good friend of our program. She's done a lot of grant reading for us and helped the kids with training for various speaking contests. Cows Upcycle, can you? So Sarah from Iowa County is coming up to show people how cows can upcycle food products and better the environment. And then, like I stated, we have the Iowa County Tech Rescue Team. They're going to show us to how they will rescue somebody who may be trapped in a bin or a different farm implement. So they're going to talk about augers and bin safety and then show people how we can rescue and save lives. The Arena Fire Station, Todd Pinkham and Hunter Pinkham are alumni of our program of the FFA. So they're coming back with their fellow firefighters to show us what firefighters do in emergency situations and how important they are in our area. Wisconsin Pork Producers, Morgan Warwick is coming up to explain that. She's another strong Iowa County kid that's worked with the pork industry for years and done a lot of promotion. And then Richland County, Carlene Craddock is going to come over and explain what 4-H and the benefits are. And then last but not least, Nancy Legal is going to explain ag in the classroom opportunities to the youth and show them how impactful agriculture is in our diverse area of Wisconsin.
Great learning opportunity for all ages, isn't it?
Yes. So anybody from little on to grandparents can come and enjoy this experience.
Awesome. I know there have been some concerns lately about the H5N1. What's the status on that for the River Valley School Fair?
So for us, we are allowing people to show milk cows if they want. They need to just prove that they have a negative test and bring that to the fair that day. And they test on Mondays and Wednesdays. As long as you have your sample in by 9 o'clock, they should be able to process that sample for you and let you know if you can come to the River Valley Fair.
So okay, so good. So dairy animals will be there if they pass the test then.
Yes. So the young dairy cattle, you don't have to be as worried about as far as that, but milking cattle, yes.
Lactating, right?
Yes, lactating.
Okay.
And then, as always, the swine need to bring in their health papers so that it's a kill show for us, but we still need to make sure the health papers are on record. And then the horses have to come in with their negative Coggins test, proof of that. So pretty standard for our industry. And then the poultry need to come in with their PB test or their receipts coming from a certified herd so that we are not spreading disease there. So this year we'll be doing load forms, and once again I'll let the children explain that a little more in depth.
All right, sounds good. Let's turn it over to Chase Gilbertson, who is the president of the River Valley FFA. Good morning, Chase.
Good morning.
Good to have you on here today. Does it seem like you're a senior?
Yeah, a little bit.
Does it? That time's gone by pretty fast, hasn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. Well, we want to talk about your role as president. Can you tell us a little bit about what you do?
Mainly, I just preside over the meetings and work with the alumni and community and all the members.
And you wanted to talk, too, about a team poster. Is that correct?
Yes. We took pictures at our farm, actually, in the beginning of August. And then Shelley Prohaska was nice enough to take the pictures for us. And Wick Building sponsored the poster for us as well.
And how can people get that? Where is that available at?
We have them available at the school. And we'll probably have them at the school fair.
Are you autographing them then as well?
No,
no. No, okay. But you will.
Danny did that last year.
not this year. So CDE and LDEs? You want to talk about that?
So CDE is it's a team competition, and there's a team test and an individual test. I'm in the agribusiness CDE. along with Lucy and Wyatt as well. There's a regional event where you qualify for state, and then there's the state event, which is the state event's at UW, and the regional event is at Platteville, or our team usually takes it at the school. It's like an online one. And then LDEs and ex-temp speaking, which you get, you go to a room and you have a half an hour and you pick a random topic in agriculture, and then you write a, I think it's 3 to 4 minute speech, and you talk in front of like four judges.
So the topic is put out there for you. You just have to choose what it is then.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep.
Right. How have you done in that? Are you doing all right?
Last year, well, I did okay, but I wasn't too impressed with myself.
Well, always room for improvement and room to grow, I guess. So tell us a little bit about the upcoming show at the River Valley School Fair.
So the
order of events.
The weigh-ins. Sorry, okay. Start at what is it,
6? 6 a.m. to
6 o'clock
8
to 8 a.m. and then the dairy show will begin at 8, followed by the sheep at 8:30, and then the beef show at 8:45. The horse show is on the grass surface there between the middle school and high school. That starts at 9. The swine is at 9:15, and the goats are at 10:45. Auction registration is 10:30 to 11:30, and we do want to make sure everybody is registered by 11:30 so we can get all the paperwork done and get that handed out to all of our buyers.
Well, it's kind of like a well-oiled machine, you know, getting all those things and all the time set, isn't it?
Yeah, yep.
So that's good. And then you just hope that you have a lot of buyers for your auction as well.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah. Tell us about the livestock animal team as well.
So this year we're doing a little something different. We're going to try and keep the aisle clear and have less people in the aisle so it goes more smooth and we can get animals down to the show ring quicker. And there's how many people? There's
Eight people on the committee, yes.
On the committee that'll be in the aisle, that'll be shooing the animals, helping the kids get their animals down the aisle into the show ring.
Which is important, too. I'm sure coaches Maxwell and Makovic have given you the speech about, okay, a lot of things going on, but you got to save a little energy for the football game, right?
They haven't given me it yet, but I'm sure they will at some point.
Somewhere along the line, because
yep.
That's a big game that night coming up against Lancaster. Actually,
yeah, yeah.
So, good. Well, good luck with that. You couldn't do it without your volunteers, could you?
No. Monday, well, obviously, like G said, it started on Monday. Some volunteers came, helped us get everything set up in the pavilion. There was a few changes that needed. We made some new gates this year for the school fair shed, and so those went back to Miss Carmody's class, and they're going to make some changes on those. And then next week we're going to get those finished up, and we just want to thank Carmody and her class for making all the changes and doing all the gates last school year.
That is definitely a team effort, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Good. Well, good luck with everything, Chase. We hope it goes well.
Thank you.
We know it will. It's a well-oiled machine at River Valley. Lucy Spahn, the treasurer of the River Valley FFA, is joining us as well. Good morning, Lucy.
Good morning, Phil.
Tell us about your role as treasurer.
So I keep track of all the receipts, pay our bills, and collect dues, anything with money. A lot of behind-the-scenes stuff.
Okay. And what was your role last year in the FFA?
I was treasurer as well.
Oh, you were? Okay. Yep. So you're doing it again. They probably didn't want to get rid of you. You're doing such a good job, maybe. So Chase talked a little bit about the teams and the CDE and the LDEs. Did you want to add anything to that?
Yep. So as you said, I'm on the same team as him for agribusiness management. We've competed at the state level, I think, the last 3 years, and we're hopeful to do it again this year. That's our career development events that... You know, they prepare you for life beyond high school. And then the leadership development events, again, can also prepare with, like, public speaking, that kind of thing. I do the discussion meet, and I had a lot of fun with it last year. I was definitely really nervous, but after I went and competed, I actually really liked it. So and the discussion meet, I think Payne's going to join me this year, but we sit in a group of people, and then we talk about how to solve different issues in agriculture. And we get the issues ahead of time, but we don't know which one it'll be. So you can only prepare so much.
I see. So you got to think on your feet a little bit, don't you?
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And is that competition coming up again then this fall?
It'll be in the spring.
In the spring, okay. Yep. So you prepare for it during the year.
Yep.
So do you have to kind of read up on things during the year and kind of be well-versed on current events and everything?
Yeah, for sure. They'll give us our, I think last year for the regional or sectional competition, it was like three different topics, and then you research and remember as much as you can about the three, and then they'll ask you which one, and you try to talk with all the other people from different schools to figure out a way to solve the issue.
Awesome. Tell me a little bit about your sponsors. You have a lot of them that make the fair happen, don't you?
Yeah. So for, I've been working a lot with the food stand, getting all of that ready for Friday. We're open 6 to 1 at the food stand, but we wouldn't be able to do without our sponsors. And first off, I'd like to thank Kevin Graffunder. Honestly, we wouldn't be able to do any of it without him. He organizes so much for the food stand. But then our sponsors include Arena Cheese, Brouhaha, Quick Trip, Pepsi, Prem Meats, Sauk County Dairy Promoters, and Straka Meats. And then also Joe Knockreiner and Dan Brickle. I'd like to thank them for grilling. We really wouldn't be able to do the food stand without all these people. It takes more than you think to set up just a little food stand for the day. But we'll have a variety of food there for whoever wants to stop by. We're open bright and early at 6 o'clock when everyone's bringing their animals in. We got brats, hamburgers, cheeseburgers, hot dogs, pulled pork, barbecue chicken. We've got donuts and cookies for some treats, chips, various drinks, hot cocoa, and coffee. So it's a great little food stand to stop by.
Yeah, that really is. Great fundraiser for you as well. Are you involved in any other things other than the FFA at the school fair?
At the school fair, I've got student council stuff is going on, and then the senior fundraisers. I'm a class officer. NHS goes around and takes pictures. Not sure how much of that I'll do, if I'm being honest. But our seniors, we're going to have a fundraiser this year. We're working on something the day of that isn't really solidified yet, but we already sold our homecoming t-shirt sales, and that's a fundraiser for us, which we spend most of that money on the homecoming dance. And then we also put together all of the games for the pep rally, which is after the volleyball game and when the homecoming royalty is announced. And then the student council is also having a couple different fundraisers during the school fair. They're making cotton candy. They're selling boba. They have a ring toss, which you can win ring pops at. And all of that's going to be right out front of the middle school. And they are open from 9 to 1 all day, I believe.
And you're on the student council?
Yeah, I am. And the student council, it's a really great thing. I'm not an officer on the student council, but I'm just part of it. We have the great opportunity to talk at school boards to present issues for the student body. And usually our president, Caleb Drachenberg, does that, but sometimes other people have to step in. I've done it before. I know many of the other officers have. But it's a really great thing that our school district allows, you know, a student to come and voice their opinion at a school board meeting.
First time you did it, was it a little intimidating for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
It was a lot, very intimidating, but you know, it was a good experience.
You got through it. Great experience.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So there's a fall leadership workshop coming up this year, too, isn't there?
Pretty soon. So it looks like that's going to be right after school fair. We go through, I think it's just the officer team goes to that. It's in Fenimore this year, and we go through a bunch of different, like, stations and just learn different leadership things. Usually there's, like, interactive things we get to talk with other FFA chapters, you know, get ideas for our chapter, variety of different stuff, and that's usually at night. So, yeah.
You guys have had so much success, though. You can kind of, you got a little swagger when you go to these other FFA groups, can't you? You
know? Yeah, for sure. School fair is definitely something we can brag about.
You can brag about that. One of three still left in the state.
Yep.
So. Great. Well, good to see you again, Lucy, and good luck to the school fair.
I'm sure
we'll see you next Friday as well. We're going to be broadcasting the morning show from down there. We'll have some special interviews. We'll talk next to Caitlin Sobranek. If you want to pull that microphone just a little closer to you over there, we'll have you do some engineering work here for us on the morning show. But good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Great to have you on here. Tell us your role with River Valley FFA.
I'm the reporter, and I work with most of the social media. So Instagram, it gets posted to the Facebook. Lately, we've been doing a bunch of reels, so videos, explaining what we do, what events coming up. And it really helps when people follow and share our posts.
That's awesome. And I've noticed some really good photos on there. All the things that River Valley FFA is in, it keeps you hopping trying to keep that updated, I'm sure, doesn't it? Sure. Getting ready for the school fair. And what do you most like about the school fair? What do you look forward to the most?
I show beef there, so I'm pretty excited to show there. Mm-hmm. I do. I have been every year, so yeah.
And have you shown at other fairs this summer then as well?
I show at the Richland County Fair.
Richland County Fair, yeah. And how'd that go for you?
It went really well. I got reserve grand champion with my steer, and
Yeah. Great. Congratulations on that. You wanted to talk a little bit as well about the CDE-LDE program?
Yeah, for the CDE, I do dairy judging every year. So they take you into small groups with other schools, other people, and there are a couple groups, four cows each group, and you just choose which cows are in order, look the best from the worst, and they give you one class to give your reasonings to, and then you go into a separate room and you explain to a judge just why you place them that way, and they give you a grade on that.
Great. That sounds like a lot of fun. Is that fun for you?
It's pretty fun, yeah.
Yeah, good deal. I didn't ask you, what year are you in school?
I'm a junior.
Junior this year, okay. Is this your first year as an officer with
the
FFA? Great. Well, that's good news. Looking at some other things that you're involved in, it'll be a busy week next week. Could you use some help? I mean, could you use some volunteers from the community to come in and help?
Oh, we could definitely use some volunteers for anything at the fair, because it's a lot of work to put everything together.
Tell us about your roles and what you'll be doing during the fair next week.
I help set up the gym in the middle school. We usually have crops set up in there for it, and artwork, and there's a bunch of senior pictures in there for FFA. And
yeah. It's amazing how that gym and the old high school gym, I mean, they're just plumb full of things, aren't they?
Yeah, they really are.
Just really amazing amount of entries there, that's for sure. World Dairy Expo is coming up. Are you involved in that?
Yes, I've gone the past few years. We do dairy judging there also. There's a couple classes there. And, yeah, we basically just walk around the rest of the day looking at all the other cows, all the other stands there, and it's fun.
Learning about it. I think I've asked Chase and Lucy this before, but having you on here as a first-time officer on our morning show, have you thought about your career, what you'd like to do after high school?
I want to go to Southwest Tech for cosmetology.
Okay. Very good. Well, good luck with that. You got a little time to plan.
Yeah, I do.
Sure. We're talking to members of the River Valley FFA. We're going to take a time out on the morning show and come back with more. We'll put next Wyatt Knockreiner and Peyton Miley on the hot seat here on the morning show when we continue. We're on the show today talking about the 61st annual River Valley School Fair and homecoming. It's coming up next week, but things are well underway, and we're here to talk about the events, kind of promote what's happening in advance. Of course, we'll be there next Friday as well. But next up, we join Wyatt Knockreiner. You're the Sentinel. How are you doing there, Wyatt?
Good, Phil. I'm doing good.
Good to have you on here today. So what grade are you in school?
I'm a senior.
Okay. Good deal. You've been involved in FFA all through high school?
No, I joined sophomore year because G told me it would be good for me, so she just wrote my name down, and I just started doing FFA.
Oh, okay. Is that true?
That is true. Sometimes you're voluntold to do things.
But I think you're a good recruiter in school to tell them.
Yes. You see talent, you have to ask them to join.
You have to go for it. Well, tell us your role as Sentinel, Wyatt.
So as a Sentinel, I greet people at the door and, like, make sure kids sign in for, like, the meetings to make sure they're there and stuff. But, yeah.
And tell us your role. I know you work with Youth Apprenticeship.
Yeah, so Youth Apprenticeship, I'm off of school every day. I come in at 10 and leave at 1. And I work at Ridgetop Dairy, milking cows. We milk 200 cows up there. And, yeah, so a lot of kids in the school, seniors, are doing youth apprenticeship, and a lot of them are not at school because they're just doing that.
Hmm. And you enjoy that?
Yep, I do. I'd rather be doing that than being at school learning.
Being in school, okay. What time is milking then if you go to school?
Wake up at 4, and I'm usually there by 4:30, and then after school we start at 3. So takes usually 3 hours in the morning, 2.5 to 3 hours at night.
Wow, that's crazy. So I know you're in wrestling. You did well last year. Congratulations, by the way. How does that happen during wrestling season, though? Do you have to kind of change your schedule a little bit?
Yeah, so during wrestling season, I'll have to change my schedule. I won't be milking at night, but I'll just do a few mornings here and there because I don't want to get wore out for wrestling practices and all the meets coming up because I'm hoping it's going to be a good year this year.
How many hours then approximately do you work then?
Depends on the week, depends what's going on after school with FFA and all the sports, but I usually try to get like 20 hours 30 hours a week.
Okay. What are some things that you've learned?
I've learned a lot of stuff. I like to ask questions about what they're doing and everything, and they love to tell me about it and everything, and I'm there to listen. And I've learned how to do a lot of things that I've never knew how to do before.
Are you on any of the judging teams with the FFA?
On ag business for my CDE with Chase and Lucy. And for my LDE this year, it'll be my first year, and I'm doing extemp speaking with Chase. So it's going to be new for me for that, and we'll see how I do with that.
Do you have to write a speech?
I think so. I just got told I was doing it this year. But...
The Hordes Dairyman still publishes, don't they?
Hordes Dairyman still publishes Cattle on the Front, yes.
Yeah, because we used to read out of there, you know, that was our speech, you know.
Yes.
That's why we never did well.
So for extemporaneous, they have 21 topics, and the kids will pull three of them, and then they look at them and decide which one of those topics pertains to them the best. And then they'll have 30 minutes in a quiet room to create their 4 to 6 minute speech. And then they get to go to the room, and they can take note cards with them, or they can talk off the top of their head. So Wyatt's probably one of our quieter ones to try this event, but I know he's knowledgeable, so he'll be able to pull that through and do well.
He'll do really well, I know. Tell me about the auction baskets. Are you in charge of those?
I'm not in charge. I think Chase is in charge of them and getting all the stuff for Peyton. I don't know which one. But the FFA alumni president, Christina McCulley, she's been working hard collecting donations for the auction baskets. And all the proceeds will go to the alumni, and the auction baskets is like a silent auction format. So, yeah.
So people should check that out when they come to the fair then.
Yep.
As well. You've been working with photo and art as well?
Yeah, so G put me on a project because I'm in woodworking class at the Wanakee, and we needed more of these art support boards to hold pieces of plywood. And so I'm making 40 of them for the school fair. Me, Griffin Sprecher, and then Wanakee's building construction class. We're all working hard to get those done for the school fair just in time.
So right now you're kind of backed against the wall. You got to get it done, don't you?
Yeah, we've been working every day on it, usually. And I have G independent, so I'm over there during that class and everything trying to get them done.
Yeah, it teaches a little bit lesson about time management and when you've got a deadline too, doesn't it?
Yep.
What about dress-up days? Are you doing those for homecoming this year?
So for the dress-up days this year, so Monday is Sweet Dreams Pajama Day. You get to wear your most comfy pajamas to school. And then on Tuesday, it's Sour Patch Kid Neon Day. You have to show up to school in your brightest colors. And then Wednesday, it's Lollipop Tie-Dye Day. You wear your tie-dye apparel. And then Thursday is Mike and Ike Twin Day. You grab your bestie or friend and twin with them. And then Friday is RV apparel and class shirts. So you wear your RV clothing or homecoming shirts.
Wonderful. Have you figured out who your twin's going to be?
I have not.
Okay. Maybe Chase said he would. Anyway.
So you don't show up to school on the same day.
Oh, okay. So, and this is for the whole district, these dress-up days?
Yep. So for this year, I strive to meet the community request to have unified dress days for each of the buildings. So we're all doing the same dress-up days for everybody through the middle school and elementary school.
Sounds like a lot of fun. What's your favorite part of the River Valley School Fair?
Probably showing my pig. Yeah, probably showing my pig. Right? Uh-huh. Or the football game.
Both.
Football game's always fun.
Uh-huh.
Or the pep rally.
You have to use your wrestling skills with your pig project, too, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, so uh-huh. This year I'm in the alleyway pushing pigs with Chase and others, and I got put to that because I'm a wrestler, I'm pretty sure. So I guess we'll see how that one goes.
I know it'll go well. Thanks for joining us today, Wyatt. And Peyton Miley, last but not least. How you doing, Peyton?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I see you quite a bit in the booth with River Valley TV. So.
Yeah. I do RV TV for Matt Snow, all mm-hmm. of the volleyball games I'm doing this year.
Mm-hmm.
I do football, and we're doing basketball. Or I might not do basketball this year with the new class that he has for RV TV.
Okay. You do a good job. I see you a lot. Now, tell me about your role as junior advisor.
As a junior advisor, I interact with all the middle school kids or the younger, newer kids into the FFA or try to introduce FFA to them, get them to know what it is and try to get them to join.
Mm-hmm. Have you been successful in getting a few numbers in there for you?
I got a couple, yeah.
Okay.
I haven't been doing a lot because whenever I say I want to join FFA, they just brush me off and say,
really?
No. They don't know what it is. They just think it's all, you got a farm and all of that, and it's not all that.
No, it's not. You don't necessarily have to be on a farm to be an FFA, do you?
No, so, I don't.
No, that's interesting.
Stay tuned for the second half of today's morning show program on Sunrise from the Center on WRCE. Coming up, though, in just a moment, we'll have a look at today's news.
Made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the Liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
News Time today is sponsored by Commuter Connections Y-Connect Wireless, bringing high-speed internet to rural communities. And by Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, or full-service pharmacies, caring for you and about you. Also by BL Signs for all your business signage needs. The forecast calls for a high of 84 today. Some clouds early, then lots of sun. Tonight, mostly clear, a low of 55. Saturday, partly sunny, still rather warm, a 30% chance of a shower toward evening Saturday night, and a high of 85. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday evening. Right now in Richland Center, it is 63 degrees.
BL Signs LLC is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center. They specialize in manufacturing all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal at BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electric message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. BL Signs, 647-0149.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. Tony Evers thinks the UW System's new viewpoint, neutral policy, is confusing. At UW-Madison this week, the governor was asked about the policy requiring leaders to maintain viewpoint neutrality whenever referencing any political or social controversy. Evers said the policy would have a chilling effect on him if he were on the UW's faculty. Under the new policy, Universities of Wisconsin leaders can issue public statements only on matters that directly affect operations and their core mission. It applies to positions from president down to department chairs. The latest AARP Wisconsin poll finds older voters in Wisconsin are the most motivated to vote this November. Pollster Jeff List says 75% of voters 18 to 34 are extremely motivated, and 91% of voters 65 plus who are extremely motivated to vote. Not only is the motivation higher among those older age groups are bigger. Former President Donald Trump leads by 10 points with 50 to 64 year olds, while Vice President Kamala Harris is ahead by 6 points with voters 65 and older. There's a similar breakdown in the U.S. Senate race between incumbent Tammy Baldwin and her Republican challenger Eric Hovde. Voters who are caring for a family member were a factor in the poll. 27% of voters 50 and older and 16% of Wisconsin voters overall identify as family caregivers. 63% of those caregivers say helping people stay in their homes as they age is a very important issue to them. Saturday, Tammy Baldwin and Governor Josh Shapiro will host a meet and greet with Richland County supporters. Afterward, they'll travel to the Iowa and Lafayette County picnic. At both events, they will talk about the stakes of the upcoming election and the issues most important to voters this fall. They will also highlight their shared commitment to focusing on the priorities of all Americans and winning votes in all communities. The meet and greet with Richland County supporters will be held Saturday at 11 at the Richland County Democrat headquarters in Richland Center. The picnic with Iowa and Lafayette County supporters will start at 2:45. Department of Health Services data shows numbers similar to pre-pandemic levels.
as far as whooping cough cases are concerned. As of September 13th, DHS had reports of 625 confirmed cases of whooping cough, compared to just 51 in 2023. Since the start of the year, two-thirds of Wisconsin counties have reported at least one case. People can get whooping cough at any age, but those ages 11 to 18 make up nearly half of reported cases so far this year. DHS urges making sure you and your kids are up to date on the whooping cough vaccine and to take another step towards staying healthy. A list of vaccine requirements and guidelines can be found on the DHS website. The agencies are doing extra enforcement and education as students navigate to and from school each day in Dane County. According to Dane County Traffic Safety Commission report, twice as many children in Dane County were hurt in school zones last year as in any of the previous four. Over the past 5 years, 15 children have been injured in school zones. 43 were injured walking or biking to or from school, and the youngest was just 9 years old. TSC is working with law enforcement agencies and school districts to remind area drivers of the need to protect kids walking, bicycling, or riding a bus to school. The Viola Horse and Colt Show will be held this weekend, tonight and tomorrow. The annual event has been held for many years with a lot to offer for those who attend. Ashley Baker is vice president of the Horse and Colt Show.
We are on our 93rd annual Viola Horse and Colt Show. The name comes from the start of the show being two local gentlemen that wanted to promote horse breeding and agriculture in the community. And keep in mind, that was in 1931, so quite a number of years ago. So since the beginning, the show has been a local attraction for horse enthusiasts, as well as over the years incorporating exhibits, food, a carnival, an annual parade, music, and a truck and tractor pull.
The event gets underway tonight at 6 with judging and various activities on the ground. Also on Friday, the truck and tractor pull begins. Keith Durst is the organizer of the pulling events.
Friday night, our pull begins at 6 p.m. with 6 classes that each pull twice. Saturday morning, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning with Antiques. Generally runs up to parade time or just the beginning of the parade. The main course of our show is Saturday afternoon, starting at 3 p.m. following the parade. We have a huge gathering. We have what we consider our best classes that we can offer.
Following the Friday night pulls, there will be live music featuring Blue Collar 40. Saturday morning, horse pull weigh-ins beginning at 7:30. The horse pull begins at 9:30, and there will be a horse show in the Bud Wheeler Arena starting at 10. The parade steps off tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Saturday evening, Monty Berger will be performing at the community building from 6 until 10, and the tradesmen will perform on the grounds after the pull as well. The 20th Annual Driftless Area Art Festival will be held Saturday from 10 until 5 and Sunday 10 to 4 at Buford T. Anderson Park in Soldiers Grove. The Driftless Area Art Festival is a juried show attracting artists of all kinds, all of them from somewhere within the Driftless area. This year's event will have displays from 80 artists. Admission and parking are free, along with free live music and children's activities. There will also be up to 10 food vendors at the event going on this weekend.
It's internet for everyone from Y Connect Wireless. Y Connect Wireless provides high-speed internet to rural communities throughout southwest Wisconsin with options for unlimited internet with no contract required, so you can stream all your favorites. Catch the local broadcast with a professionally installed TV antenna. Call 524-1579 today and ask how to save with bundle packages or visit WIWC.net for details. Y Connect Wireless.
The forecast calls for a high of 84 today. Some clouds early, then lots of sun and quite warm. Southwest to west winds around 10. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 55. Saturday partly sunny, still rather warm. A 30% chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high of 85. The best chance, it looks like rain this weekend. Showers and thunderstorms likely Saturday night, a low of 58. Sunday mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of showers in the morning and a high high of 69. Yesterday, some rumblies rolled in, and we had some rain and showers and thunderstorms after 9 p.m. last night. We did receive 62/100ths of an inch of rain prior to midnight. Yesterday's high was 84. Right now, the air remains calm. The barometer is at 29.74, so it's up just slightly. And after a low of 62, we're at 63 degrees.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you are 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Gunderson Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics is proud to welcome family nurse practitioner Matt Drakis to our growing primary care team. Matt cares for all ages and is accepting new patients at the Gunderson Boscobel and Muscadet Clinics. From sports and general physicals, acute illnesses, and chronic disease management, Matt looks forward to being your partner in health. To schedule an appointment with Matt in Boscobel or Muscadet, call 375-4144.
Time from WRCO is sponsored by Mr. G's Downtown Viroqua and in the Richland Square Shopping Center, your local source for clothes, boots, shoes, and for everything else in style you need for work and play. And by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at high school sports last night, a look ahead as well, and details on a Brewer loss last night coming up.
Looking for the best in shoes and clothing? Look no further than Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing in Richland Center. Mr. G's has it all, from stylish outfits to durable work boots. Whatever you need, Mr. G's has you covered. Visit them today at 140 Richland Square or give them a call at 647-3543. Mr. G's Shoes and Clothing, where quality meets style.
Choose Mr. G's.
Last night, Richland Center and River Valley scored a 1-1 tie in Southwest Wisconsin Conference play, heard on the radio. Defenses took center stage on the night. The Hornets found the net at 16-23 when Giovanni Cerna scored a goal. The 1-0 lead stood until halftime and beyond, until 30-23. That is when River Valley's Eli Saperstein hit the net to tie the game. Both teams had chances in the second half, but couldn't find the twine, and it ended in a 1-1 tie. Richland Center's JV scored a 1-0 win over River Valley in the early game, which was shortened so that the varsity could get started with the impending weather last night. River Valley now 2-4-3 with the tie. They will play at Prairie du Chien on Monday. Richland Center now 1-5-2. They'll play Saturday morning at Breeze Stevens Field in Madison against Cedar Grove, Belgium. Platteville-Lancaster defeated Dodgeville-Mineral Point 4-1 last night. Wisconsin Dells over Adams Friendship 11-2. High school volleyball. Richland Center scored the sweep on the road at Lancaster, and River Valley won its first conference match, a 3-1 win against Dodgeville. Elsewhere in the SWAL, Mineral Point swept Riverdale, and Darlington was a 3-2 winner over Fenimore as well. Cuba City swept Southwestern. Hillsboro 3-0 over Wanewoc Center. In the Scenic Bluffs, Cashton 3-2 over Royal. Ridge and Valley, DeSoto swept Wazika Steuben. It was a win for Weston. They swept Lafarge Youth Initiative last night, and a big victory for the Ithaca volleyball team as they won a home match over Kickapoo 3-2. Tonight, high school football takes center stage across the state. Richland Center will be at New Glarus, coming off a close loss against Lancaster. Here is Coach Andy Troxell of the Hornets.
I like our odds. I thought we played Lancaster very, very well. You know, and the score at the end was not indicative of the game itself. And so I think our matchup is good. I think we can establish a run game early and often, you know, and then really what their offensive attack plan is going to be is to hit the edges, you know, and so with our 3-5, we're built to stop that, you know, so I'll look for our edges and our linebackers to really have a good game. It just depends on our secondary being able to take away any big plays. So we're eager to kind of see how that's going to play out.
River Valley travels to Prairie du Chien tonight. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic.
They're definitely the team that I picked to win the conference just because of how tough they are and all the talent that they have returning. And you can't mention talent without Blake Thierry and how well he plays. And watching film, you can see that he just takes over a game. So if you don't try to bottle him up, he's going to score. He's a big play threat. They put him at every single position, and they do a good job with their supporting cast. Even when you cover him, they're going to get you with somebody else.
Dodgeville plays at Broadhead Judah and Platteville at Lancaster as well in the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Fenimore at Galena, Boscobel at Potosi-Cassville, Blackhawk Warren at Iowa Grant, Darlington visits Benton Scales Mount Scholesburg, Cuba City at Southwestern East Dubuque, and Riverdale is at River Ridge. Here's Coach Lucas Phelps as they try to shore up the defense.
Defensively, you know, a lot of
so what are some things you tell them trying to convince them
with our
trying to sway them?
I usually tell them that there's a bunch of competitions you can go to, or don't even have to do that. You can go meet new people from different schools, make new connections, learn a whole lot of stuff about agriculture and all that.
What are some competitions that you're going to be involved in this year with the FFA?
For the CDEs, I do agricultural sales. So we go and we basically, you get, there's three products they give you. You got to choose from one of them. You get to prepare. You got to go in. You got to talk to a person to try and sell them your product. And then you try and get a lot, or you try and sell them. And then there's a second test that you have to do. And it's just a test on basically a bunch of selling questions.
So you become a salesman all of a sudden, don't
yeah.
you? Wow. Good life skills there. Tell me about the FFA float.
We're just currently building it. If there's anything that you have, that ideas for us, that'd be greatly appreciated. We have Buddy the Blackhawk on the float this year. We got a cow costume. It's going to be great. And if you have any questions with floats or trying to get floats in, you can contact Brent Johnson at 608-588-2554. And his extension is 2118 or 6, 2116.
Okay, so that's coming up, the float process. You got to work in float building amongst all the other things, don't you?
Yeah, so trying to get a bunch of kids to sign up to go on that or help build it.
Good luck with that, then. Some of the other games, and the first one that comes to mind is the cow chip toss. Is this new to the River Valley School Fair?
Yes, it is, actually. Grady Graham was put in charge of making one of the games for us this year. And so he goes to SG, he goes up to her, can I do a cow chip challenge or toss where we throw cow chips? And Ms. G goes, as long as you set it up and get everything set up, you can do it. So he goes, and it's $5 to enter the tournament, and you receive 3 throws. And you can use gloves to get a better grip. And he says you may lick your fingers before you throw.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, before is the key word.
Before, yeah. Grady's a funny guy.
Oh, that's awesome. So now, has he been going out and collecting some ammunition,
yes,
ammunition here?
Yes.
Okay.
I know. I'm not sure exactly when, but a couple weeks ago, he went out and collected. I'm not sure exactly where he went, though.
Okay. And is he still, I mean, is he taking donations or what?
I mean, he gets a group of people to go out and help pick, but I believe he goes out and asks people, can we go and pick from your farm?
Uh-huh. There's a drying process,
yeah,
too, right?
I don't know all about it, but he's been working a lot with that.
We'll learn more about it at the River Valley School Fair. I can't wait to see. I want to do play-by-play on that, I think. So we'll work on that. Are you working with the pedal tractor pull as well?
Yes, I am. It's exactly what it is. We've had it for I don't know how many years, but all the kids in the elementary school, they can go up, get on, and go as far as they can. There's goes up to 100 pounds, I believe.
Okay.
For the pulling. And that's from 9 to 1, I believe.
And you have a gravity ball this year?
Yes, that is. So it's basketball, but it's put into a gravity box. So you got to shoot it, and then once you make it, the gravity box, it drains and it's output right back to you.
Oh, okay. How far out are you shooting, though?
I don't know all about that, but I know.
It
wouldn't be that hard to make it if you're standing right by the gravity box, right?
So they have you stand at the 10-foot line, and then you go against your competitor. So it's made like if Lucy and I chose to go against each other, whoever makes the most baskets can win a prize. And then other times it's just entertainment for the little kids who just want to try their different hook shots and all of that fun stuff. So it's busy all the time. But, yeah, you can compete against your friends for fun things.
That's awesome. Is that a game for the River Valley FFA then? Or is that?
Yes.
It is. Okay. They're all fundraisers. As far as other things, you're looking for donations and things like that?
Yes. We are still looking for donations, but all the donations that were received by August 15th are going to be promoted on the River Valley FFA alumni page.
Okay.
And all of these donations are being used for banners, ribbons, premiums, and anything that really needs to be updated through our programs.
Great. Well, we appreciate you coming along today, Peyton. And I know you'll be busy next week as well. I think Chase had some other things that you wanted to add, that the Prez wanted to Vice President wanted to speak again.
Just a few things to add is the weigh-in for the steers are at FS, and make sure to bring your weight slip to shed one when you get there on Friday morning. The hogs, sheep, and goats are on the scale. They're at the school fair building. The scale is certified. And make sure to have your premise ID on your load forms.
Okay. Sounds good. And I said Vice. It's the first thing I saw on your shirt, but it says President underneath. You've got some new stitching underneath.
So
the President. Good. Well, thanks for adding that. So, Sherry, anything else you wanted to add today?
So we will also have caramel apples from the community gardens in Spring Green. So that's been a love that people have demanded back. So, yes, the community garden group is coming back with their caramel apples to sell. We do want to promote that the community, so any business can create a float and enter in the commercial award. The FFA will hand that trophy out at the homecoming game during halftime. And then the class of 2026, which are our juniors, they are doing a smash the car. So it's $1 per hit or $5 for 3 hits. And you'll help the juniors raise money for prom. And the class of 2028, the freshmen, are going to have a game called Pin the Balloons. So you get 3 darts for $1. And they will give prizes like bouncy balls, fidget toys, candy for bigger prizes. If you get 3 of the same color, you get bigger prizes. So they will be out on the corner of the concession stand. The sophomores with the pie in the face will be across the road in front of the middle school. Then you will see the student council as you go around the front of the middle school, caramel apple stand, and then past the prairie would be our sheds for where everything else will happen. The horse show, remember, is on the lawn in between the high school and middle school. But I'd like to say, please come out and support our auction. We've asked exhibitors to send out invites to buyers so that they can promote our auction so that we can have all the animals sold at very fair prices. And things on the docket are steers, sheep, swine, goats, and ducks. And then we also have, before the auction of animals, we'll ask for scholarship account bids, so you can donate $50 per paddle raise, and that goes to support the kids who show at the River Valley School Fair or work it. And that was new 2 years ago. And so students who put in time get some scholarships in May. So they just have to fill out the application and have it in by the deadline. And that is through the school system. So they'll be learning about that option shortly. So we do want to remind people to come out and support. We are obviously trying to do as much for the community and have a lot of activities for people to come and participate in throughout the day. If the weather turns cold, we do have the interactive ag experiences heading inside the school. But we're predicting a beautiful day, so we will hopefully be outside and enjoying the weather. And like these students, we continue on. So Teach Ag Day promotion from NAAE is tomorrow. During National Convention, the kids will be having their fun, and I will be conducting the National FFA Alumni Convention at the same time. So I'll be presiding over that. And So that'll be a fun adventure to finally see each other on Friday and head home and talk about all our celebrations. And coming up shortly is pumpkin carving, our thankful Thanksgiving. So we're looking at different opportunities to say thank you to different members of our community. And, of course, our winter sales will be right around the corner. So if you're interested in poinsettias, cheese boxes, wreaths, we'll have them for you.
Watch for future announcements on that
as well.
I know you're involved in, how many other fairs did you help at this year, you and Mr. Glassbrenner?
So Mr. Glassbrenner and I traveled around. We were at Sauk County at the pig show. And then I did the dairy show the next day with the rest of the Sauk County Ag teachers. And then Iowa County, we did the dairy show. And Richland County, Lauren and I did the pig show together again.
Great.
So,
yes. Well, thanks for your help with those, too.
Well, that's the fun part, interacting with the kids. And I chuckle because some of the parents will come in and say, oh, our two favorites are here today. And then we like to smile because, you know, Sauk County is easy. For us, we have kids participate in dairy, but you can meet a lot of kids in the pig show as well. So, yeah, it's nice to see all the kids grow up and learn from their projects and have those conversations with them as they age out.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new text to win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Tom Mueller from Mueller Implement is our guest on WRCO Radio. Well, you know, it's not official on the calendar, but I think, Tom, we can call it fall, can't we?
Oh, I would if I were you. If you pay attention to the trees, a lot of different varieties of trees are dropping their leaves fairly fast. And in the next week to 3 weeks, you're going to see leaves fall like snow, and you're going to wonder, what am I going to do with all those leaves? So a lot of people are taking some action. They're buying baggers for their zero turns, and, of course, they're turning around and buying handheld tools like handheld blowers or backpack blowers. And it's a good time to do it because Mueller Implement's got 10% off on all of our handheld items. So literally from saws to pole saws to blowers to you name it, electric or gas, they're 10% off all the way to the end of the year. So if you're thinking about this fall, that's great. Or if you're thinking about for Christmas, which is a long ways off, but you know, Phil, every time you and I talk, we're getting closer to something. So key here is to understand that Mueller Implement handles only quality lines. We're a Husqvarna dealer. We also handle Gravely and Aarons. We handle Landmaster, which is a UTV line out of Indiana, and we handle the Wacker-Neuson line. And Wacker-Neuson, for the most part, all of that we handle currently is made in the United States in Milwaukee. So we are an American-made company strictly handling that product. And literally, when we say that, we talk about quality. We're not a mass marketplace. We buy as good as mass market and sometimes even better. That allows us to do these discounts that a lot of people are seeing. And yes, my counter dealers can't compete against me because of the volume that we do fill. But you know what? If you're going to win the game, you have to have a plan. And for me, it's passing on the savings to my customers, giving them great service, and making them number one, not necessarily me. It's all about the end customer, making sure he gets good value, good quality, and great service.
Well, you've done that over the years, or people wouldn't keep coming back to see you, I would think.
Well, you know, Phil, we started our 51st year.
Wow.
So we are been here a long time. A lot of people have been here with me for 30 years or better. It's so important to understand that The culture here has not changed since day one. I'm a farm kid. I came here, started a business, and understood the most important person walking through that door was the customer. And I treated him as if it was my parents or any of my relatives. As far as I'm concerned, when you walk through that door, you want to be part of my family. And I think that's very important because I need to treat you that way. And a lot of places don't do that. I understand that. That's on them. So sad. Because when you walk into anybody's business, they should be honored that you're there. So we're not hard to find. We're here at 4948 Highway YZ, right across from Midwest Roofing. And, of course, those little guys, Farm and Fleet, the lights are on this morning, so I think they're going to make it again, Phil.
Good.
We're open from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, 8 to noon on Saturday, and if you go to www.MuellerRental.com, that is our internet site, you'll see a ton of things there. Go to Craigslist on the left-hand side, punch in Mueller, and you'll see all of your used. And by the way, it's the end of the season, so we've got some great deals going on there. But better yet, give me a holler at 935-2751. And if you don't walk through that door, you probably pay too much somewhere else.
Sounds good, Tom. Always good to talk to you. Have a great weekend.
You're great. You as well. And to all, we're going to have a great fall.